W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC News. I'm Mike Dubusky. 59-year-old Rex Huerman has pleaded not guilty to killing three women and dumping their bodies along Gilgo Beach on Long Island back in 2010. He's a Manhattan architect and a father of two living on Long Island, and he's also the suspect in a fourth murder. ABC senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky.
Huerman was allegedly still using burner phones to contact sex workers and to search for child pornography, so prosecutors said they authorized the arrest before anybody else could get hurt. There are as many as 10 bodies linked to the Gilgo Beach killings, so investigators said this is far from over.
Much of Hollywood is now on strike. The actors joining the writers already on the picket lines. Actors walking out on their own premieres. Networks saying they will air more reruns and reality shows in the fall. And LA Mayor Karen Bass is urging both sides to get back to the negotiating table. Last time the actors went on strike was in 1980. This is ABC News. Action on student loans Friday, with the Biden administration canceling $39 billion in student debt. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze is in Washington.
This new policy will affect some 800,000 Americans. That's a fraction of those who would have gotten relief under the president's initial plan that was struck down by the Supreme Court. It applies to people who had previously joined a program requiring them to pay a certain portion of income toward their federal student loans for a period of 20 to 25 years. And they'd been promised that after that point, the remainder of their debt would be forgiven, but that did not happen.
Vice President Harris was in Baltimore Friday to announce a $20 billion commitment to clean energy projects.
Today, I am proud to announce the largest investment in financing for community-based climate projects in our nation's history.
The money is intended to go to grant programs for things like heat pumps, electric vehicle charging stations, and community cooling centers. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, how you doing? I'm calling this one a Taco Tuesday edition.
Happy Taco Tuesday to you, Crudy Evan, doing the hard work on the board. Our fair audience, well into the week now. Great to be with you all.
You know, Taco John's owns the right to call it Taco Tuesday.
And that's my understanding.
Taco Bell's trying to, invalidate, because everybody associates tacos with Tuesday. Have you heard that? That's a thing.
I remember something about it, but I mean, when a name of something becomes so intertwined with what it is, right? Like here in Wisconsin, Kleenex. When I was growing up, it wasn't a tissue paper; it was a Kleenex. Everything was a Kleenex, whether or not it was Kleenex brand. You know, I'm gonna go make a Xerox of that. It doesn't matter if it's a copy or not; it's a Xerox. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes they're so good at the messaging, they take over the entire industry.
To this day, I still call them time machines.
Right, the ATM, the time machine.
The time machine. That was a regional thing here in the great state of Wisconsin. Well, Dom, often the descriptors of this fine program, they're food related. Because I'm a big guy, I like to eat. And there is some great news. If you're a foodie here in the great state of Wisconsin, Top Chef coming to Madison, coming to my hometown, I get the feeling by the time it airs next spring in Wisconsin. And if you're unfamiliar, and I was, this is the Top Shelf theme song.
Yeah, Top Chef. Top Chef, Crudy. Yeah. Coming to Madison, Milwaukee, and Door County, man, making the rounds here in Wisconsin.
Well, Top Shelf, that's the level I usually have to pay for the drinks for Dom from. You're a Top Shelf guy, right?
leave the rail alone. But I'm not picky. I'll take what I can get.
We should have our own show, Top Shelf.
Yeah, it is. It's called the Devil's Advocates. Top Shelf every day.
Now, are you a chef? I've never seen you cook.
Yeah, I cook. I can cook the hell out of a bowl of cereal, man.
Some Lucky Charms.
I mean, that's my favorite. No, I mean, I cook occasionally. Steph is the chef in the family, and Steph loves herself some Top Chef. My wife watches it quite often.
Well, I don't have to watch. I just go in the kitchen and make the magic myself.
Yeah, you're the show, baby.
I like to cook, and I usually try to do something a little, you know, more than the hamburger helper kind of a deal. Last night I did Italian, but not like spaghetti. I did, you know, like Italian with the Italian sausage, the hot sausage. I like it spicy.
Yeah, sazica. So do you use a recipe or you just kind of just throw it all together?
Crudy's recipe.
Do you actually pull out a book and read something and measure things?
Oh, I do if I were baking, but I'm not baking. I'm cooking in this case.
Okay.
Well, you know, but
cooking and baking, that's all the same to me, man. If you're turning the stove on, top or inside, it's preparation of food.
Baking usually implies like a bready kind of something, right? Baking, you stick it in the oven. Cooking, at least to my perception, that goes on the range top. Than a baker.
Well, sometimes it goes on the range top and then into the oven, Crudy. What do you do then?
Oh, well, that would imply like some sort of seared it and then you put it in the oven. Oh, I do that occasionally. I've done that.
I'm getting hungry, man.
last night, I just did garlic toast and I nearly burnt it. I went like 6 minutes beyond the recipe called for time. But no one seemed to notice, you know, just put it in the sauce, my and Prego's sauce. We made it together, you know, I started with that
piece. Would you add some sugar to it or some salt? What do you add to your Prego, Crudy?
I can't tell. That's Papa Crudy's special recipe. You can
put a label on that someday, folks.
So anyways, the real chefs are coming. Bravo's top chef. Dom is the top shelf. This is Top Chef, the wildly popular industry-altering reality TV show. It will shoot its 21st season in Wisconsin, my beloved.
21 seasons. That's amazing.
Bravo Media and Magical Elves released a statement today announcing the location and noted that former Top Chef winner, I should make you read, but... Kristen Kish will replace the outgoing Padma as host. The 20th season of Top Chef, an all-star season featured international contestants, was filmed in London and Paris.
Ooh, wee wee.
Well, not nearly as nice as Wisconsin. In the summer, according to the release, the Wisconsin Economic Development Corp, WEDEC has been heard from. They've landed Top Chef for Wisconsin and was made in cooperation with Travel Wisconsin, Visit Wisconsin, Destination Madison, Destination Door County, Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin State Cranberries Growers Association. That's Fred Preen's former organization, isn't it? Wasn't he a cranberry guy and a dentist?
I thought he was a dentist. I don't recall the cranberries. But
I think he owned a cranberry farm. I think that was the tie-in to the DNR stuff. We were thrilled when we got the call from Travel Wisconsin. The Destination Madison president and CEO, Ellie Westman Chen, said, "What Madison has to offer is an incredible, unique, eclectic dining scene and the devil's advocates. We have every type of cuisine you could imagine in Madison and Dane County. That diverse food experience, that dining experience here is a selling point for Top Chef coming to Madison." Now, Dom, Top Chef generally shoots in the late summer or early fall. Westman Chen said that will be the case in 23, but we don't have confirmation on exact days. Many details of the shooting are still under wraps, including how many days the chief testants and crew will be in Madison versus Milwaukee or Door County, and what opportunities there will be for the locals to get involved, like the eating part. I want to get involved, Dom.
I'm in like one of those parody ones, like nailed it, you know, the terrible cakes and things, you know, like grab someone off the street, just throw them into a situation and see what kind of creation they come up with.
I would wing it. I would do okay. I'd throw lots of garlic in there. I'd make it very fragrant. You'd smell my cooking coming. I guarantee you that, Tom. What is your favorite sort of cuisine? Is it Italian? You are Sicilian.
Oh yeah. All Italian. Lately, it's been the Sicilian steak, you know, some beat down Sicilian breaded steak, fried in a pan, throw some noodles.
Is that like a cutlet?
Yeah, get over here, Gloriosos, man. It's all ready to go. How do you have to cook it, man? Yeah.
You know, my favorite Italian place, and you can certainly participate if you are a Top Chef, a foodie, if you're excited about them coming. We got some political headlines. We'll get to those as well. you know, better to eat out in Madison than Milwaukee, Dom, because apparently your sales tax is going up.
Oh.
But the place you introduced me to, mostly I would take you out to dinner back then because I'd make money on you in some professional way. I'd sell you something, and then I'd have to take you and...
And you'd feel guilty for sticking it to me and take me out for a dinner and, you know, try to make it hurt a little less bad.
And you would stick it to me with the top shelf, the cocktails, and then the dinners. But one of the best places you ever took me to, and I hope it's still there, Victoria's in Appleton. Oh, man, the service. I have never seen better service at a restaurant than Victoria's in Appleton. There was one young man, and he was, I guess, like a busboy, but he's staring like a, you know, like the guards at the wherever the palace is in England. I haven't been there ever.
No, they're very, very serious and looking forward.
But he's looking forward, and this table is getting up. And as soon as they got, you know, behind a pillar, he kept flying in. He's just moving fast, flying. And I'm watching this going on. I'm like, this is the most efficient busing thing. But he didn't do it while they were still in the dining area. He didn't rush them one iota. But the second they crossed that pillar space, had that table set up, I would guess 30 seconds-ish, and they come walking out. They had already seated someone in about 45 seconds. They already had another table for six seated. And the food. Healthy Wisconsinite portions.
Oh, come on, man. You went there for the portions. I mean, they give you 10 pounds of pasta. I mean, pasta's cheap, folks, and they gave it to you quick. That's great. In and out, great service. Had better food, but it's fine. I think there's other, you know, more.
I didn't say it was the best restaurant. I'm just talking about service, the way they kept it moving, the way they run that joint, dude. That was one of my favorite Italian restaurants. You know, I've been checking out this Johnny's Italian in Middleton. It gets a little, you know, hoity-foity, a little pricey sometimes, but I like the food there. That is excellent. And, you know, we go to the one on the west side, but, you know, love the food. And it shows. Every part of me.
Top Chef coming to Wisconsin. Crudy, a little more here. Apparently, the team took a previous scouting trip to Wisconsin, and that filming season 21 in the state has been in the works for over a year. We have amazing chefs here, she said. Top Chef is going to give Madison incredible exposure. We will take that and promote the entire dining scene, advertising in conjunction with that episode running. Westman Chun was not able to share what incentives, financial or otherwise, the state of Wisconsin has given Top Chef to shoot.
Less than $4.5 billion?
I mean, come on.
I hope we didn't give them the Foxconn treatment.
Does anybody get the Foxconn treatment? Only Foxconn. Now, previous locations for Top Chef, New York, San Fran, Charleston, Chicago, Boston. Some seasons are more regional, like seasons in Texas and California. Based on previous seasons, Wisconsin season of Top Chef will likely air between March and June of 2024. Now that they have chosen Wisconsin and Madison, they'll come back and we'll start diving into details, said Westman Chin. We hope there's an opportunity to participate for our residents because that's a lot of fun. Even just to go out, see how it all works, be really exciting for the folks. 21 seasons, Top Chef coming to Wisconsin.
I'm very excited, Dom. Would that convince you? I mean, if you had great dining culture in a city like Madison where I live, would that encourage you to move here?
Well, yeah, man, that always matters. Here in Milwaukee, too. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates, taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back after a bite.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? then tune in to the Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know you're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered storms overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 65. Southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 83. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 60. Tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 70s. Sunday turning cooler. Monday with highs in the mid-70s and showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open for you, as always, 844-967-2789.
Dom, we're getting text as well. The shiny new app allows you to text readily. It's a little icon. Very easy. Here's one. Top Chef comes to the liberal parts. That's got to piss somebody off. And also, I was just in Appleton a few weeks ago. Victoria's is still there. I haven't eaten there in years, but man, the food is so good.
And yeah, the service, time,
the
man.
Service, impeccable.
Service is great, yeah.
Crudy likes it quick and generous and impeccable. Well, Dom, I've got a question to ask you and the audience, and it's a little blasphemous, and I can't believe these words are going to come out of my mouth. But in 844... 967-2789. Calls, they're okay. Text, also okay. A little survey. Because I am getting pestered. I'm getting inundated by calls from the Chicago Bears organization. Their broadcast organization. And they want to...
They're looking for a quarterback again, Crudy?
No, no, that won't be
a
problem.
You can't be any worse than what they got.
Come on, Jason Fields? Hey, man, before we start talking trash about quarterbacks, let's see how ours works out. Right? Talk about Packers fans. So here is the question, people. The Chicago Bears organization wants me to play the Chicago Bears here in the state of Wisconsin. And in fact, they make this representation. And I was really shocked. First and foremost, they said, what about Racine, Kenosha? Heard you guys bought a radio station.
Yeah, that's right.
Right down there on the state border. The hell no, I said. We got the Packers on that station. We got the Badgers on that station. We got the Bucks. We got the Brewers. Hell, Dom, I'm going down next week. Our sales team, we are going to sell out the Packers on WRJN next week. That's how confident I am. Because what business owner wouldn't want to be associated with the greatest franchise in NFL history, the Green Bay Packers, right? And as a wonderful, slightly more affordable option, if it doesn't work out for them to be the namesake of the Packers, well, hell, we've got the Badgers in the Milwaukee Metro. I can stream them too. I got all these great things coming, and Bucks basketball coming in the fall and the winter. And then the Brewers next summer. We got the greatest sports station in the state of Wisconsin. Of course they want a piece of that action, right?
Right.
Well, hell no, you can't get on Racine, Kenosha. They said, what
that
about
conflict with the you know, the Packers and Bears, right? I mean, you can't play two of those. That doesn't make any sense.
You cannot. They said, what about Madison? I said, do tell more. They're like, yeah, what about Madison?
What about Madison?
We don't currently have any Bears affiliate in Madison. And we think there are 78,000 Bears fans in Dane County, in the greater, Madison Metro. And I said, I'm suspicious. I'm suspicious. 78,000 Bears fans in Dane County over here? Are you kidding me? And they said, no, we're representing what the Chicago Bears tell us. I said, well, where do they come up with their metrics? Ticket sales, merchandise sales, online apparently.
Sure.
And those that sign up for, like, the NFL, you know, newsletter from the Chicago Bears. Said, seems like a big number to me. You know what I mean? That seems like a big number.
Could be a lot of Packer fans trying to get dirt on the other team. You know what I mean?
Here's by buying Jason Fields jerseys. But here's what I – maybe it's like you buy it to burn it. You put it out in the backyard. You know, you buy it to burn it, but that seems like an expensive endeavor. You can buy it at a thrift
shop.
Totally.
Those are not cheap jerseys, right?
Very expensive. So the question I have for you, Dom, and for the greater audience, should we put the Bears in Madison on Sundays? Because here's one other thing I would note. We program this station 6 days a week. Got the finest damn programming 6 days a week. But I never programmed on Sunday because who's going to fight against the Packers, right? And now that we have the Packers, we're going to have the greatest programming 7 days a week on great stations like WRJN and WRCO. One coming in the Northwoods and Park Falls very, very soon. We'll tell you about that someday in August. But what about the rest, Dom? What about the Chicagoland people trapped here in Dane County? I mean, my city is growing rapidly. This county is growing rapidly. I didn't know they're coming from Chicagoland. They might be Bears fans.
Well, the Devils, we play out in Chicago, right? Delayed nowadays, but you know, we get a little piece of that action down there.
I actually spoke to our friends at WCPT earlier today. Asked the same question. What do you think? Is that blasphemous?
What's the deal? I mean, you got to talk about expenses and revenues to me, man. I don't know. I mean, how do you determine whether or not a deal like that would be successful? What's your definition of success?
$1 billion. No. Yeah. You know, because financially, I don't see a big downside, but I'm also limited in seeing a big upside. I just don't see the big
Are you limited because of your partisanship for being a Packers fan? I don't want to say a Bears hater, but a Packers fan. Is that why you're limited, Crudy?
Here's something one of the sales guys pointed out to me. If you are a Bears fan and you live in Madison, you can't hear the game. You can't see the game. I mean, how frustrating. You'd have to, go?
Buy the ticket.
Go to the game in Chicago? Didn't know how your team did? Otherwise, you got to, see the ESPN, the 6 o'clock news? They're not covering the Bears highlights? What's that?
Streaming rights come along with that? You can play it on the...
No.
Can't stream.
Well, can't stream.
You know, you should do a little negotiating, man. You know, art of the deal, Crudy. Stick it to them a little bit, man. If they want to come here, we'll show them how we do business.
If you have a strong opinion on whether or not we should play the Bears, call us right now, 844-967-2789. Tell your folks I say hi, and the Bears. Still sad.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. 59-year-old Rex Hewerman has pleaded not guilty to killing three women and dumping their bodies along Gilgo Beach on Long Island back in 2010. He's a Manhattan architect and a father of two living on Long Island, and he's also the suspect in a fourth murder. ABC senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky.
Hewerman was allegedly still using burner phones to contact sex workers and to search for child pornography, so prosecutors said they authorized the arrest before anybody else could get hurt. There are as many as 10 bodies linked to the Gilgo Beach killings, so investigators said this is far from over.
Much of Hollywood is now on strike. The actors joining the writers already on the picket lines. Actors walking out on their own premieres. Networks saying they will air more reruns and reality shows in the fall. And LA Mayor Karen Bass is urging both sides to get back to the negotiating table. Last time the actors went on strike was in 1980. This is ABC News.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Klug Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile. Come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thank you for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about. The Devil's Advocates. Oh.
Thank God it is Friday. We're in the Walk Studios. WAUK 540 AM. The Shaw 101.1 FM. Caw the Shaw. Thank you to our most recent guest, Nick Van Gompel, on behalf of Salmonorama. Now, this sounds like a hell of a fun time. If you find yourself in the Racine area, go down to the shoreline at the marina where they're having a big event. Free bands. Free food, beat raffle.
And if you're a competitive fisherman,
32 grand.
Damn, right? This is what I'm saying. I mean, how do you know you just don't go to like the salmon farm, pick up the biggest one, throw it in the back of the truck, and
the
go out there?
The integrity of the fishing tournament has come into question. And if you get caught cheating in a fishing tournament, you could just get brutalized.
You might be sleeping with the fishes.
Yeah.
They don't mess around.
Well,
I mean,
they're going for big cash.
Yeah,
prizes,
for sure, right? Man. I know. I didn't know. I guess about 20, 30 years, I became aware of competitive fishing. It is a thing.
Salmonorama.
Hit it up. If you're not into the Harley thing, go check it out. We appreciate Nick and the crew at Salmonorama.
That does sound like a good time, man. Dom, we've been getting a few texts. And here's one of them. Okay, boys. I'm only kind of sorry for my profanity-laced text about your engineering yesterday. But on a positive note, no pressure to be great today or even good. Just be on the air live.
Yeah, we lower the standards, baby.
Easy enough, question mark? And then a second profane text. Holy crap, Batman. You're live. And then one here says, dance off with your pants off.
Dance off, pants off, bro.
Well, here's the problem. And Nelly recognizes that we got a problem going on up in here in the WAUK studios. It's intemperate.
It's a little warm. Yeah.
I'm wearing businessy clothes. I got a clean white pressed shirt on, man.
An undershirt and jeans, man. I don't know how you're doing it.
No socks.
Oh, what?
Or anything else, you know what I'm saying. Oh,
great. Thank you for that.
Just the t-shirt. Just the t-shirt. Dom.
Just a t-shirt? Are you Winnie the Pooh in it over there, man?
If you could say warmer in the studio, I might be. Dominic, you know who would not appreciate that?
What? Who?
Republican U.S. Representatives Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald. And I got to tell you, I've known you 30 years. I've seen you naked at least 30 times.
Of course.
Something of an annual event. I'm not saying it happens every year. Sometimes we go on the road a few times. It happens a few times in the same year. Usually it's a political year when we're out chasing the primaries. I've got a ominous feeling that 2024, I'm going to see you naked more than once.
You very well may.
I very well may. We often share accommodations when we travel. And you are sort of a preferred naked
guy. I'm a naked sleeper. And I'm a naked sleeper, a naked guy in general. Yeah, I'm not a big clothing guy. Clothing optional.
I know. I've known you for a long time. I wish you would be a little bashful.
Who cares, man? Come on.
Well, clearly you don't.
I do not.
But these Republicans do.
Oh, they do. They're really concerned about my nudity.
Well, not so much your nudity, although I find it troubling. But they are calling for a federal investigation of reportedly like a 10-year-old girl that involved, well, they wanted her involvement in the Madison naked bike ride investigated. And by involvement, they mean she rode a bike naked as a juvenile. Now, if I was Scott Fitzgerald, I'd have a problem with nakedness, too. I mean, really. It's been a long time since Scott's seen certain parts of his anatomy while naked. I'm just guessing. Two Wisconsin congressmen are asking the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate a young girl's involvement in Madison's naked bike ride after local police determined her participation didn't break any state laws. U.S. Reps, Toxic Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, never seen him naked.
I can't believe these guys are reps or congressmen now.
Both Republicans sent a letter to the U.S. DOJ on Friday asking them to investigate a girl's participation in the June event. Naked bike rides are held in multiple cities across the country, including Madison, and they had one recently here in Milwaukee, although not on the same day, right? Unclothed attendees ride bicycles during the event in an effort to promote body positivity and protest oil dependence. Well, see, that's why Tom and Scotty both have issues. It's both the lack of body positivity.
And they love that oil.
And they love the oil. Children are allowed to attend the events with parents or guardians. Here's a quote. I quote Tom Tiffany, Wisconsin's 7th Congressional CD. The world is in a very dark place when parents and event organizers allow a 10-year-old's indecent exposure in a public bike ride. Tiffany, who represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, said in a press release, it's immoral, harmful, and obscene. Those who allowed it should be held accountable.
What? Obscene? Immoral? I mean, what? Based on what?
Well, I got one more. This from a tweet from Scotty Fitzgerald. Nobody wants to see that man naked. Here's the quote. As if a nude bike ride wasn't indecent enough, it's inconceivable that any parent or caregiver would endanger a minor by allowing them to join in.
In danger? What, going to fall off and skin their knees? In danger how?
Now, Dominic, a spokesperson for the U.S. Department of Justice did not immediately respond to these idiots' requests for a comment. Oh, request for comment. My bad. I was reading between the lines here.
Yes.
U.S. Rep. Mark Polkan, a Democrat who represents Madison in the second CD, was not immediately available for comment. The girl, believed to be about 10 years old, was photographed participating in the bike ride with her buttocks visible. The photo was posted to Facebook by the organizer of Milwaukee's Naked Bike Ride, John Jankowski. And Jankowski and other nudists told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the bike ride is not intended as a sexual event. Yeah, I've never had sex riding a bike, clothed or otherwise.
you're not trying hard enough, Mike.
I can't balance that well. Local police prosecutors and a legal expert agreed that laws related to child pornography and exposing children to harmful materials did not apply.
Curdy, I'll jump in here. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporting this. While bike ride organizers and nudists say they believe being naked is not lewd behavior, Tiffany and Fitzgerald wrote in their letter to the DOJ that, quote, it is indisputable that indecent exposure is lewd conduct, in parentheticals, obscenity, and is not protected speech. The Madison Police Department investigated the matter earlier this summer and concluded no state laws were violated. A spokeswoman in the case said the case could be re-examined if any additional information came to light and that the girl and her mother would be spoken to about internet safety if they were identified. MPD did not immediately say whether there were any updates to the case as of Friday. The incident surfaced after Dane County Supervisor Jeff Weigand, received an email from a constituent with a photo of the girl's participation. Police received other complaints, including from a nudist who was concerned after seeing the photo online. Dane County officials refused to release the photo in question after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel filed a record request for the email in order to confirm the contents of the photo and not for purposes of publication. The officials said they would not release the photo because if it showed an unclothed juvenile, the public harm that would result from its disclosure would outweigh the legislative presumption in favor of disclosure. Weigand recently gave an interview on Fox News. That tells you a whole lot about that guy. And said he will no longer take his children to parts of Madison. Here's a quote.
Stay off the west side. That's where I hang out often.
There's a lot of people that resent God, capital G. And they're trying to stick their nose and stick their finger in his face, capital
H. I don't resent God.
I don't resent God. I just don't believe in God. So what has that got to do with this?
Weren't the children of God? Aren't we all born naked? Isn't that our most godlike state?
And they're doing things that they know are wrong, he told Fox News. He did not return Journal Sentinel's request for a comment late last month in response to the organizer's perspective. The event is not sexual in nature. So the religious wackadoodles want everybody clothed up. And where does it go to that nudity equates to sex? They can't even get over themselves. You know, I mean, what, they're going to want people to cover up their ankles and their shoulders now too? I mean, what is this? This is the Sharia law. This is canon law. Who cares if people are naked, man? I don't want to see it any more than anybody else, but don't people have a right? Men can take their shirts off, but women can't, and this is a protest. And at what point does it become lewd and obscene?
No one wants to see you with your shirt off, Tom.
What point does it become lewd and obscene? I mean, see little baby, little toddlers, you know, 1, 2, scooting around naked. That's the cutest thing ever. It's so damn cute. So at what point does it become lewd and obscene to the Republicans? What year exactly? I mean, this person was with their parents. Are those who attend nudist colonies and engage in the lifestyle, are they endangering their children because they see people naked? I mean, really? That's it? I'm not talking like naked having sex porno naked. I'm talking about just hanging out, walking down the street naked. Nobody cares. I don't care.
Sin.
What does that mean?
If only they hadn't eaten from that apple down in the garden. God.
See what I'm saying? What? I mean, you can believe whatever the hell you want, but when you start taking your wackadoodle religion and implying that some parents are putting their daughters or kids in sexual danger because they're nude, because they happen to be nude at a nude bike race where everybody's nude, you know, Fitzgerald and Tiffany, if you guys got nude, maybe you wouldn't be so uptight. Let's try it sometime. Smoke a joint, too. Just saying.
Before or after you get naked?
Whatever works for you, both.
Naked joint smoking.
Come on.
But never on a bike, because that could be dangerous.
It could be dangerous.
Couldn't the whole process of riding a bike naked, isn't there a little danger implied? Like, I've skinned my knees. I don't want to skin any other parts. You know what I mean?
Certainly. I mean, keep your bike seat on. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it could be bad.
I never considered otherwise. Thanks for getting that
visual. But what is it about the Republicans that want to, I mean, do you think, Rudy, this is obscene? A 9 or 10 year old girl participating in a nude protest with her parents? Do you have a problem with that? I have zero problem with that.
Well, I don't. And I think it's really up to her family. And I would say she wasn't, you know, put in a sexualized situation.
Of course, right.
She's riding a bike down the street.
But here,
being naked is not sex.
Tell that to the Republicans. They think it is. If you're naked, it's automatically sex. That's all they can think about. That's all they can think about. Because what? They don't get enough? Their worldview is so small? I mean, hell, a few, you know, 20, maybe 100 years ago, if they saw an ankle, they'd have to run off to their bathroom quick. You know what I'm saying? These guys got to get over themselves. We are born naked. We're going to be. We are naked. This is, we cover ourselves when it's cold.
You
we
will
take
probably
it off.
Die naked. I know you almost said that.
No, man.
But you,
I hope
least,
I do. I
bet
hope
it's
I
a coin
do.
Flip chance.
I hope I do. If I'm so lucky, it is just. And why? Why? I mean, these culture wars. I mean, no one's insinuating anything. Nothing happened. There's no danger here. There's just a bunch of white old
danger, Will
Christian
Robinson.
Men mad. That someone's having a good time without
you. You know what this all entirely stems from? Right-wing talk radio.
And religion.
And right-wing talk radio. Your girl, Vicky McKenna, has been out there pushing the indecency of all this. Now, she doesn't have any children of her own. Dog children, I understand. You know, some treat them like they're real.
Right.
But she doesn't have her own children. She's probably not seeing her kids run around the house naked, like many of us have. I've seen my kids run around the house naked.
Of course.
We used to have a pool in the back. We take Caden's diaper off, just throw him in the pool.
I mean, yes, of course. Yes, yes. Oh, my God, naked. Is that sexual? Of course not. What is wrong with your mind? I mean, really, for real. If nudity automatically equates to sex. I mean, you can have sex with your clothes on. You know what I'm saying? Are you kidding me?
It's 76 degrees in here. I'm about to get naked.
Don't do that. I don't want to see that.
I hope Scott Fitzgerald's not watching. He might find it indecent.
Oh, it's definitely indecent.
Or really sexy.
Maybe that's what they're really concerned about, Mike.
Come back, Devil's Advocates, live in the Shaw. It's hot in here.
I got a grievance. This is BS, man.
It's literally quite warm in here. We might start stripping some clothes and taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. And Scotty Fitzgerald's estimation, that'd be us bringing sexy back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Overnight lows level off around 64. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tomorrow, high of 83. A mix of clouds and sun. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows around 60. Partly cloudy. Upper 70s Sunday with a chance for scattered storms. Turning cooler Monday with highs in the mid-70s and scattered showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
The Devil's Advocates. Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I'm going to see Green Day tonight down at the Harley Fest.
You live the life of Riley.
But we're going to take your calls now, airing the grievances, 844-967-2789. My grievance, this article, this whole thing, the naked bike race, right, to promote what? Body positivity and protest oil dependency, according to the Republicans in this state, is immoral, is lewd, and apparently it's resentful of God, and we're trying to stick our nose and finger in his face.
Well, one of the texters says it's their puritanical ideology, Dom.
Yeah, well, there's that.
I think it's right-wing talk radio. I think they're being inspired to this by Vicky and her ilk. I've heard Vicky specifically hammer in this, like, "Oh, somebody call the cops already!" You know, she's always
because of the child, or because of the general nudity of adults.
They should get to the bottom of it. There should be an investigation, and somebody should be prosecuted under what charges. I'm not entirely clear.
Right? Who was harmed?
But somebody's got a feeling something doesn't feel right. Apparently, Vicky wasn't hugged enough as a child.
Maybe. I give her hugs, man. Not enough.
She gave me a hug, and that really kind of creeped me out a little bit. It was sort of an unwanted hug. I felt
all right. So
a little like a victim, just for a moment.
As the nudist in me, of course, no big deal. Republicans losing their freaking minds about nudity again,
like,
always.
A hedonist, pagan,
but what consenting
atheist.
Adults do is fine. And if a nudist wants to bring their kid to a nudist protest naked, I'm also fine with that. No, I mean, that's such a far cry from child pornography and lewdness and all that. I mean, if you consider the human body, I mean, this is what they did, right? I mean, I was in Italy in April, right? There's naked men all over the place, you know, and
on the streets. Are there you and Bill Press
yeah, on
and
the
streets, Roman fountains?
On the streets, all the statues, man. There's naked men everywhere. Not enough naked women, unless you go to some of the other museums that Bill pointed me to. But the point being.
Of course he did.
The point being,
is there a point?
It's not a big deal. I mean, we're naked. People are naked. We have genitalia. Oh my goodness! So we have breasts and these things happen, and toes and fingers and butts. So what? Yes, we have these things, and everybody, consenting adults have sex, and people, you know, defecate. You know, these things are. This is science. These things happen. This is humanity. And this is what you're going to get to? Prosecute someone for being naked? I mean, oh my God, people, get over yourself.
I did tell you, last Friday night, I found the weather conditions impeccable. I talked about this off air, but since we're on this topic, I sat on the back porch completely naked up at the cabin.
Yeah, right.
I've never done that. Like, just out in my glory.
Feels good, right?
Felt pretty good.
Yeah.
The best part? No skeeters.
Absolutely, yeah.
Light breeze on the hill there. Yeah. No skeeters, because that was my concern.
Well, if there's mosquitoes, I'm not a nudist, man.
Now, I have been skinny dipping only once in my life. Pettibone. Lacrosse.
Really? Only one time?
Well, that you need to know about. Yeah. You know, in a public place outside of, like, the pool in my yard once or twice. I don't ever recall. I've been naked in a hot tub once or twice.
That'll happen. Yeah.
Less often publicly than perhaps you enjoy. Let's get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Nakedness, good or bad? Who's your Bob? What's your thought?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Awesome, man.
I'm glad you're
I'm glad you've got some of these electronic problems figured out a little bit.
A little bit.
Me too, man.
Just a skosh.
On the nudity.
Yes.
And I'm trying to pull a story I heard 2 months ago, maybe. And it was probably down in Florida. There was an art class in school that had a painting of Michelangelo's David on the wall. One person in the entire school district took offense to it, said it was obscene, and forced the school district to remove the painting.
One of the finest works of art of mankind. Oh, no, it's got a penis on it. Are you kidding me, man?
Exactly, exactly. That was what it was. So, you know.
Bob, you ever been skinny dipping? You ever been naked in public?
Yeah.
Riding a bike or otherwise? Yeah. I don't ride bikes.
Well, I don't ride bikes that way. That's why the only maker of cups is a company called Bike. No. But yes, I have been exposed.
Are you naked now, Bob? Are you feeling a breeze on the nether regions right as we speak?
Do you want to see my 72-year-old body naked?
I don't. Well,
I mean, if that's your request, Bob.
I mean, I really don't, but I want you to be comfortable, man. So thanks for calling, man. Appreciate it.
844-967-2789. Karina from Milwaukee. Welcome, Karina.
Hi, Karina.
Hi, guys. You know, it's a great topic because talking about cultural shock and inadequate understanding of what America is all about. Because when you come in here, you think it's the most free and liberal and acceptable country in the world, which works exactly the opposite. We were in Florida several years ago, and it's like six or seven girls and all my friends, and we came from a different cities of Europe and meet for 2 weeks in Florida. So we are on the beach and we're topless. Guess what? The lady would come to us and actually being unhappy and threaten us to call the police so they can remove us from the beach because this is not a nudist beach.
There is a nudist beach on Miami Beach. Dom and I stayed right down from the nudist beach when we were down there June of 19. Although we never made it to the nudist beach because Dom's always nude.
Right. There is a difference.
When we ask, what's the reason? Why are you so paranoid about my breath? They told me it's because of kids. Now, about kids, those kids shouldn't know. Those kids shouldn't be afraid or feel any kind of ways until there are at least like teenagers that part of their naked body are seen.
Got to cut you short, Karina. One of the texters thought the Fitzgerald issue is because he only sees naked in strip clubs.
Nice.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Listen to this mission. Highlight ag research from the university, showcase education, and and show off new technology. Written almost 70 years ago, it's still what you'll find at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. This year's show includes hot tech like drones, food grown across the state, and how it all impacts our economy. Sauk County is your Farm Technology Days host at the Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club in Baraboo, July 18th through 20th. Details at wifarmtechdays.org. I'm Terry Bach.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.